those that have fought in battle. We honor them today, for it is a wonderful time that we can go back and we can remember maybe some of our family members that have gone on, that had died in war, and those that have fought in war. And every year it's a special time even for me. I never served in the military, but I've always honored the military in that my dad fought in World War II. He was a combat engineer, helped build the bridge over the Rhine River. As he was building these bridges for the troops to go across, he would go ahead of them and build these bridges in World War II, and as soon as the platoon went over, then they would blow those bridges up so that no enemy could come behind them. And so I count it an honor that my father fought in the war of World War II, and because of that and other wars that people that have fought, is because of freedom. And we live in a world today, folks, where that it seems like every day we're taking less granted of those that have fought for our freedom, have fought for our liberty, and that you and I can enjoy coming in to a church today, that we can enjoy being with our family and our friends over the weekends while we have hamburgers and hot dogs, and while we enjoy what we do, is because somebody gave their life. Somebody fought, bled, and died because they believed in the United States of America. And folks, this is the only country, if I can say today, this is the only country that you will find freedom and liberty at this time and moment is in the United States of America. And I thank God for those that have fought, bled, and died for us, that we can celebrate with family and friends to know that without a shadow of a doubt, when they laid their life down, they laid it down so you and I may have freedom. And I thank God for that. Today, I want to, as we go in to A Call to Remember is the title of my message today. And we're going to be looking in the Old Testament of the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. And God's Word lets us know that we as believers, we are never to forget what God has established. We are never to forget the commandments that God has laid down for us. And we're never to take it lightly, but we are to take it with our heart, because God, when He brought the commandments into this world and brought the commandments that you and I are to follow by, then we are to take that at heart, because that's His heart. And all He is wanting us to do is for us to have a close relationship with Him day in and day out in our life, which you and I live. And we all have things in life that we deal with. I've always said we deal with things physically, spiritually, financially, emotionally, mentally. It seems to be a roller coaster in our lives. But I want you to know today that God is saying, don't forget me. You know, it seems like we get in the hustle and bustle of life where that we're just thinking about everything else. We've already got our plans for next week. We've already got our plans for next month. You probably already got your plans for next year. But I want you to know today, we are to never forget God and what God has planned for you and I in our lives, of which we live right now. And so I want us to look at this today. Memorial Day is a day for remembering. It is set aside to remember those that have fallen within the battles. We also remember all the loved ones who have died. And yet the Bible reminds us as well as we are to go into remembering. Joshua set up stones to remember crossing Jordan. And we see this in Joshua 4 and 9. Then Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan in the place where the feet of the priest who bore the Ark of the Covenant stood, and they are there even to this day. Jesus told his disciples to remember his word. It is very important that you and I are to remember what God has said to us. It is not for us to read it and hear it the following Sunday, but it is for us to take and remember day in and day out. As we see this in John's Gospel 15 and 20, remember the word that I said to you. Remember, a servant is not greater than his master. And if they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. And if they keep my word, they will keep yours also. We see in remembrance again, God says, continue to stay the course. You know, there's going to be ups and downs in life. There's going to be issues that we're going to deal with. There's going to be hard knocks that's going to come our way. But we are to be consistent and persistent as a soldier would be. Continue to take on that course and follow it out and execute it as Jesus is our helper through all the things we go through in life. I am reminded that Jesus said this, remember in communion. We remember Christ and his death for us. Never forget the cross that he bore. Never forget he bled and died for you and I, that we may have freedom, that we may have liberty, that we may know him in a personal way. And we see this in 1 Corinthians as the Apostle Paul, he writes in 11 and 23, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night in which he was betrayed took bread. Also God's people were commanded to remember, as we're going to see in this passage today of the Old Testament. We see this in Deuteronomy 6 and 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. God was letting the people of Israel know that I am your God, that I will provide for you, I will take care of you. The same words then is the same words for us to remember, that God will provide, that we are to never forget what he's already done through his son Jesus Christ, but he also wants us to remember that he will supply our needs and take care of us every step of the way. We see this in Deuteronomy 6 and 6. And these words which I command you shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. In other words, do not forget God in all his benefits, who healeth all thy diseases, to know that he is God. It doesn't matter what you and I go through. It doesn't matter what we're faced with. It never changes our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Our relationship should stay intact. Should we have cancer? Should we have illness? Should we have all the things that we deal with? It's never to change our relationship, because we are to remember, as God says, remember me day in and day out. Teach your children. Let people know that I am alive and that I am a God that will come in and save, deliver, and heal. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. We are to never forget what God has already done. You and I can sit around today and we can talk about the miracles of what God has done in our lives and done in our family and our friends' lives. And we know that it's a miracle because doctors even scratch their heads as the doctors comes to the family and says, listen, I've done all I know to do. The rest is in God's hands. Well, that's okay because God takes it another level and he brings it to the level where he wants it to be, because when he saves, he delivers, he heals, he knows that there's a testimony that's going to come out and people are going to see that Jesus Christ reigns and he rules. That's why we are to never forget. If God has ever done anything in your life, if he's ever brought anything into your life, if he's touched you, you're never to forget what God has already done. You let other people know, listen, I've been where you've been. I've been there where you've been, but I want you to know God brought me through, and the same God that brought me through and the same God that's bringing me through is the same God that can bring you through and touch your body and bring you through the things you're dealing with in life. I want you to know today, as I go into my points, my first point today is to remember the leading of the Lord. Remember the leading of the Lord. While you're there at Deuteronomy 8:1, the Bible says that every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers. And you shall, here's the word, you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way of these 40 years within the wilderness, in the wilderness of unbelief, to humble you and test you, and to know what's in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. In other words, God is saying, remember all of the things that you have went through. It was to show you that I'm still God. It did not change. Even in your doubts, even if in your unbelief, I'm still God. I still love you. My love is still for you. It is greater than any. And yet God still loves you and I. When we slip, when we fall, when we go down, God says clearly he will bring us back up and he will bring us to exactly where we need to be, not where we want to go. Remember all the way which the Lord thy God lead thee. Israel had stood here before and doubted, yet it did not change God. God took them through some things for them to realize who he was. There are times that God brings us and takes us through things for us to realize who he is. But it does not change who God is. God loves us because God is love. He doesn't stop loving you. He doesn't stop loving me. He loves us unconditionally, no matter what you and I go through, because he is love. Yet I'm reminded that Israel had stood and here had doubted. And this led to 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. But we need to understand that we are to remember of God's grace. We are to remember God's mercy. We are to remember God's unmerited favor for the 40 years of even humbling Israel. And yet the 40 years of learning God leads his people. 40 years of learning God's word, it becomes true. And yet I want you to know today that America has come through many difficult times. Times when freedoms have been unsure. And we're living in those days, folks, where freedom is unsure. And things seem to be rocky. There's times when the basic freedoms have been under attack. And our freedoms have been under attack. And we're living that life out right now. And times when foreign enemies have threatened us, How many times have we had foreign enemies wanting to creep in to take over America or try to tear America down? Why? Because America, God completely brings grace and mercy unto America, just as God brings grace and mercy of those of all the countries. But yet, because of the freedom that you have, because of the liberty that you have, other foreign countries do not like that. They don't like that. They don't like the freedom that you're able to do what you want to do, be what you want to be, say what you want to say, go where you want to go. They don't like that. But yet we're dealing with that under these attacks. Yet there's times when domestic problems seem to have to seem too serious even to solve. Yet God has led the nation through darkness, and God will continue to lead this nation. God will continue to keep His hand upon this nation. But you and I today, as we begin to continue to pray, that we are to pray for our nation, pray for our country, so that when we do come under attack, that we can continue to let God know, God, we remember, God, we know that You're a sovereign God, that You are God that reigns, but You are a God that will take care of us and take care of this nation. If we would just cry out and call upon the Lord Jesus Christ and pray for this nation. We are in decline in prayer for our nation because everybody's going to their own ways. They're doing their own thing. And if we're not careful, there'll be the next generation that we will find that does not know God, that does not know about freedom, that doesn't know about liberty, doesn't know about those that bled and died for the country that we may have freedom today. And yet we need to remind the next generation that people that have fought, bled, and died for this nation is why we have the freedom. And why Jesus is still and God is still and the Holy Spirit is all working together is why that we still have what we have, because the presence of God is still on this nation. Listen, we have triumphed over our enemies. Times of refreshing has come from the Lord. It was through the Lord's help. We need a spiritual refreshing, meaning a revival. We're needing a revival within our families. We are needing revival within our churches. We are needing revival that we would continue to call out upon the Lord, upon this nation, how that we need God like we've never seen before. I was just looking on the news this week, and I saw down in Florida where 12,000 people, kids, young people, were getting baptized in the ocean. And it just excited, my heart just got excited. I got excited. Lord, what revival? What, Lord, how are you going to do this, Lord? But God knows exactly what He's doing. God knows exactly what He's doing. When you think things are just doom, gloom, and agony and defeat, think again, because in the darkness, in the wee hours of the night, hallelujah, there's midnight oil that's being burned. And I want you to know today, there are still people that are still praying. There are still young people that are rising up, standing for the truth, standing for what's right, and their faith is getting stronger, because when one comes together, iron sharpens iron, and you begin to enlighten one another with God's word and His love, and that causes a multiple fire to be consumed by God Almighty that can lead another generation out, that they may know God and that this world may know Jesus Christ. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. I want you to know today, my second point is to remember the chastening of the Lord. In Deuteronomy 8:5, you should know in your hearts that a man has chastened his son. So the Lord your God chastens you. Therefore you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. Thou shalt also consider means to remember. A man will chasten his children. God sometimes chastens nations. God chastened Israel to let them know their doubts cost them the 40 years of wandering. But he still let them know to remember who he was. A generation that missed out on the promised land because of the 40 years of wilderness. God still chastens those he loves. In Hebrews 12 and 6, for whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scorns every son whom he receives. There are times that you and I may play the prodigal son. We may drift away. But listen, there are times that God gets our attention. He'll let you be what you want to be. He'll let you do what you want to do. He'll let you go where you want to go. But listen, God can get our attention. And as he causes the things to happen in our lives, it's not to harm us, it's not to bring us down, but it's for us to get our attention on him. On him for whom the Lord loves. The word chasten means correct. For whom the Lord loves, he will correct. And he will scorn even the son whom he receives. Why should Christians remember this? Is it important that Americans remember this? Yes, it's important. What is happening in America that might bring chastening? What about the abortion tragedy that takes place? What about the drugs and alcohol tragedies that take place? What about the moral catastrophic that takes place? We're living in a world where it's depravity on top of depravity. Things are happening. Evil things is coming upon this land. There are things that are taking place. And that's why our minds have to be on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we have to remember God and what God has promised, what God has told us, what God has instructed us. We're to remember that and take it to heart and say, Lord, as the psalmist David said, Lord, see if they be any wicked way in my life. Lord, try me, Lord. Search me. You know my heart. That's what we need to be in America, where that we're saying, Lord, search our hearts. See if they be any wrong way in my life. Hallelujah. I want you to know today there is a call to remember of repentance before correction falls. Third, and my point today, we are to remember the faithfulness of the Lord. Remember his faithfulness. God is faithful, folks. God is so faithful that he loves us. That he loves us. God is always saying, remember the Lord thy God. Remember. Deuteronomy 8 and 18. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you, look, power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. To remember the Lord is to never forget him. I was just talking with someone this week about the Bible, talking about in Proverbs, train up a child in the way he should go, and should he ever depart, he would make his way back to the Lord. I do believe that every mother and every parent that has children, whether they're young or old, that has drifted away, has prayed, and is still praying if they haven't accepted Jesus Christ into their hearts and life, because a mother, a parent that loves Jesus is remembering that if you pray and you train and you teach a child in the way it should go, should he ever depart, he will hear his mother's prayer. He'll hear his parents' prayers. He will hear the word of God, and it will not get away from he or she, but it will always be instilled in their heart till the day they die. Because God says, remember. Today we are to remember. We are to never forget how God and what God does and what he's done for you and what he's done for me. He gives you the power. He establishes his covenant with his people. When you accept Jesus Christ into your heart and life, there is a covenant that you have taken when you accepted Jesus Christ. He said, if you want to follow me, he says to deny yourself. Take up not his cross, Jesus' cross. He says, take up your cross and follow me so that you can be disciples and the servants. That's what we need to do today. We needed to deny ourselves and take up a cross and bear it for the Lord Jesus Christ, that we would be good soldiers unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. How that the Lord has been faithful to Israel, it's the same God and Lord that will be faithful unto you and I today. The Bible lets us know that he fed them with manna from on high. He fed them with quail until quail was running out of their ears. Their clothes did not tear up. Can you imagine having clothes for 40 years that never would tear up? They never did. The Bible says their legs and their ankles never swelled for 40 years. All in that hot sandals that they wore, they never swelled, folks. That's the God I want you to know today. The same God then is the same God now that will take care of you and provide for you. You and I need to know that we're not to forget. We are to remember what God has already done and what he's going to continue to do. Listen. Deuteronomy 8 and 3, and I'm getting close into my closing here. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but by man living by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of the Lord. That was a scripture that Jesus quoted, Deuteronomy 8 and 3, when he was faced with the tempter of Satan, when he was about to go into the wilderness to pray and to fast for 40 days and 40 nights. And after those 40 days and 40 nights, listen, the enemy came to him, Satan, and said, oh man, if you'll just bow down and worship me, I'll just give you everything of the kingdom. I'll give you everything. And Jesus says, no, sir. No, sir. I'll not live by bread alone, but I'll live by every word that proceedeth out of my Father's mouth. I want you to know it goes much further than the physical. It goes much further than the material things that you have today. It goes much further than the things that you try to grasp with your mind and your hands. Listen, God goes a step further. It is a spiritual thing that God does with you and I, because he comes into our hearts and our lives, and he saves us, and he brings things to us that eyes have never seen, ears have not heard, never has it entered in the heart of man what God has in store for those that love him and called according to his purpose. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to know today, we don't need to be sold out to the things of this world. We're not to be sold out to the pleasures of the things of this world. Listen, it will rust. It will decay. Jesus clearly lets us know, don't build up barns on this earth to build up more barns. Because guess what? It's just going to decay. It's just going to be destroyed. You can't take it with you. But what you can take is you can take yourself and you can take your family. Hear me today. You can take yourself and you can take your family to heaven. Listen, he brought clothing. He brought health. Deuteronomy 8 and 4. I'm getting close to my closing here. Your garments did not wear out on you, nor did your feet swell these 40 years. And how God has been faithful to America. And he's still faithful to America today. Thank your God today that you're living in a country that has freedom and liberty. Thank your God today that those have bled and died for this great country, that you and I can go out of this church and we can enjoy the restaurant, we can enjoy the cookhouse, we can enjoy being with our family and friends, because somebody paid the price. Somebody paved the way. Jesus Christ paid the ultimate pay, that you and I can be set free, that we can be delivered, that we can be healed, that we know that there's a God in heaven that loves us, and he's saying, remember me, remember me, remember me. Don't forget Jesus Christ, for he is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. He fails not. And he is an on-time God, bountifully. It is a bountiful harvest, unimagined wealth, protection in battles, the blessings of freedom. I want you to know today there is a call to remember to be thankful. There is a call to remember to be thankful. Not only is there a call to remember to be thankful, but there's a call to remember repentance and to return to the Lord. If you have drifted away from the Lord, now is a time of remembrance to come to you, that you would accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Deuteronomy 30 and 19, as I end, I call heaven and earth as a witness today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him. For he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them what they need. This was a promise unto God. And God declared, and God said, choose death or life. Understand how important that it is, folks. God is so, so concerned for your soul. God is so concerned that you need to have a relationship with him, not just on Sunday morning, not just on Sunday nights. He wants you to have a relationship with him because he wants you to remember it's tomorrow, it's Tuesday, it's Wednesday, it's Thursday, it's Friday, it's Saturday, and it's back on the blessed Sunday. But he doesn't want us to ever forget of his grace, of his mercy, his unmerited favor, how that he loves us, how he has established his covenant with his people, how he has established his authority and his power with his people. And we are to grasp and understand and know that he is a God of all consuming fire, and that he loves us, and he doesn't want us to perish, but he wants us to have everlasting life. Stand with me across the building today. Hallelujah. 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 Oh. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How that he loves you. How that he loves me.